In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Dave Wannstedt is here with us inside of the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Thanks to everyone who stuck around. I see the Lost Boys have made it in too. We appreciate you for coming in and hanging out. We figured when Matt left that everyone would leave. And then I was like, well, Dave's coming, and Dave's a lot of fun, and people like seeing Dave. And in fact, we'll take some questions from the audience.
Yeah, if we got time.
Inside this segment.
Absolutely. We absolutely can. I got to ask you one thing real quick, though, Coach. I know you got your picks as well. Matt LaFleur referred to the Bears as, quote, a vision defense. Said they're a vision defense when he was talking about the defensive backs and all the interceptions that they've got. You know what he means by that?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know for a fact, but I would interpret it the interception last week that Byard had. You know, he's made a lot of interceptions. He was the deep safety on that, and they were throwing the ball underneath to the receiver, and his vision on the quarterback, you know, when to break, that's a big thing. Some guys, you know, you always break when the quarterback takes his front hand off the ball. That's when you know. As long as he's got two hands on the ball, you can't throw it, obviously. But when he takes that front hand off the ball, it's coming out. And I used to work with defensive guys, and some of them could never get that. They'd always be late. He's got an uncanny ability to anticipate, to see the routes. He's studying them. He anticipates what's coming. When the quarterback, here it comes, he sees it and he reacts to it. I would think that that's what he's talking about with vision, you know?
Yeah, and maybe that bodes well against the guy like Jordan Love.
Yeah, and they tell you that tells me that they're doing their homework because the defensive backs are studying the big picture, and at least the safeties are, you know?
Speegs, I got something for you before we take questions from the audience for Coach and before we get to Coach's picks. This from Matt Schneidman, who covers the Packers for The Athletic. Packers OC Adam Stenovich on how he took Ben Johnson's shot at Matt LaFleur from his intro presser. Quote, yeah, you take it personal for sure. I'll just leave it at that.
Close quote. Of course. So, yeah, I mean, you could tell going back to the offseason and camp that it got under Matt LaFleur's skin. So... And just like Stacey Dales told Mully and Hall, yesterday morning, that anything they can do to get their team to play violent, they will do. I mean, you use any little slight that you can, and there's one. Hell, Coach used to make them up and put them in Sean Gale's locker, right?
Well, it was the University of Miami we made them up, yes.
I thought you said you made them up here, too.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if I did. I may have, but I remember specifically because we were so good at Miami that our guys were like, who we got this week? Nebraska? You know, I mean, you know.
Wait, Turner Gill is good, you guys.
Coach, we had to come up with some stuff down there to get them to get off the bus, you know? Yeah.
All right, so we have questions. We got any questions from the audience? Oh, I didn't know how we were going to do it.
Here's one right here. Our guy played categories. Dan, what you got?
Well, we
got
to wait for a microphone.
Go ahead. Just shout it out. I can hear it. I can hear you. You don't need a mic.
You need a mic.
So, Coach, just regarding the draft picks we had this year, Luther Burden.
Ozzie Trapillo.
But what do you think about Luther? I mean, is he your wide receiver one of the future? I mean, Colston Love, we know what he is. He's awesome. Yeah. But I really like Luther a lot, and I just, when he catches the ball, his movement, the way he eludes those DBs, do you see him maybe down the line maybe being that wide receiver one?
I do.
No knock on.
I think Luther Burden, well, last year when he came out of the draft, he was the second best receiver in the whole draft with the yards after the catch. In other words, once he caught the ball, he had the most yards after the catch of any receiver in the draft. And I think he's a tough guy. If you see him, they'll put him in down there in the red zone where you got a block. I definitely think he could be a frontline guy. There's no question about that. He's tough. He can catch, and he'll run after the catch. So, now, you mentioned Colson. Let me say this. Last week, I'm going to ask you, fourth down and five at a critical time in the game, and Ben decides to go for it. Who do they throw the ball to?
Loveland on the sideline. He had great feet on that play.
Loveland, a one-on-one outside running an out pattern.
Yep.
That tells me that's the confidence that Ben has in this kid's hands. He might have the best hands of any receiver, tight, anybody we got on the team. Him and DJ Moore.
All right, one more before we get to Coach's picks.
Hey, Coach. So, with the run game against the Eagles and how dominating they were, the expectation is that LaFleur is going to have a counter for that on Sunday. Should we expect Ben Johnson to counter his counter ahead of time?
Yes.
Like set him up with what was successful?
Absolutely. You know, they were – the Eagles – Vic Fangio, we all know well, great defense coordinator, one of the best in the league. You know, keep in mind, when they won the Super Bowl last year, they didn't blitz one time. Vic is not a big blitz guy. He wants to play with four, and he likes to play those two deep safeties so you don't get any big pass plays. And they stayed with it, and I'm watching this, and they stayed with it, and they stayed with it. And he would not bring one of those safeties down very often and put him in the area to stop the run. He just didn't want to do it. Because when you do that, now you're leaving those corners one-on-one. And I don't know what Philly's corner situation was, but it wasn't good. You know, they had guys hurt or whatever. So to answer your question, yes. Jeff Hafley, I know him very well. The defensive coordinator for the Packers. Expect to see a safety down in there real fast and to stop the run. And, I would think that they're going to see, let Caleb see if Caleb can beat him throwing it. You know, that's what I would do with a young quarterback, who's been kind of hot and cold a little bit, to be honest with you.
And you said it earlier in the other segment that this might – sometimes Caleb's going to have to throw it 40 times. It might end up this weekend. You never know.
It could end up this weekend, yeah. The Packers are – they're talented. They're young. They're one of the youngest defenses in the NFL. Philly's an old team, so there's Philly had the rings, and sometimes that can be bad. That's a long off season. It's tough to get motivated, year after year. It really is. They call it the Super Bowl hangover.
Got some picks for us, Coach?
I do.
All right, let's do it.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, my first one, I'm taking the Vikings, okay, -1.5. I really like Minnesota to, I don't know how, but I think Washington, they're at home, and Washington, I think, is a little bit more of a mess right now. I'm taking the Ravens over my Steelers, and again, Lamar didn't practice today, so I don't know how they're either, okay, but I'm taking them. The team that I do like, and this is going to be a heck of a game, these two teams are even almost in every statistic, from turnover margin to third to everything. I'm taking the Jaguars to beat the Colts, only for the fact the Jaguars have won 3 in a row. The Colts have lost 3 out of 4, okay? And then my last pick, the Rams lost last week. You know how mad they are going to be, and they're playing Arizona. So my fourth pick is those LA Rams. That's it.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Speaks loves to take your notes. Be caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670 to win a $200 gift certificate to our friends at Four Winds Casino.
Go ahead. What don't you like?
No, actually, Coach, I just wanted to look at the slate. It's a good slate week.
Yeah. Starting tonight.
Yeah, starting tonight. And then you mentioned Colts and the Jags, a good one. Pitt and Baltimore is a great one. You know,
Hey, do you realize this? And I'm sure you guys do. People do. Dan Campbell, 0-for-7 on his last 7 fourth down attempts.
Yeah, we were talking about it the other day. They might have to change their identity.
Coach.
Because when they know they're fourth down team, it changes their third down plays.
I don't know the rhyme or reason on that. You know, it's.
By the way, Packers 3-for-3 last week on fourth down.
Were they? Nice job.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, man. This thing is so hot and heavy. We're going to have some fun again tomorrow. Micah Parsons said today he doesn't think the Bears have much respect for the Packers. Like, you know, he's starting to feel it a little bit. You talked about the OC saying...
I'm glad that someone up there admitted it.
Yeah.
You know what makes me... It's kind of funny because they moved Parsons around. Yeah, we were talking about linebacker. He said, oh, God, he's under guard. He's outside. My question is, do they change his number every time they move him around?
He's still number one.
Coach, his number is the same. If the back
zero.
If your back is assigned to helping on Parsons, whether he's lined up there or there, it don't make a damn. If they're going to slide the front to Parsons, offensive line, whether he's there, we'll slide this way. If he's there, the center says slide left.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, unless he's changing his number, I was never a big fan of that. Anyway,
I hope that everyone here someday has a feeling as good as I have when Dave Wannstedt calls me coach. I mean, there's just nothing like it. I never coached a lick of football my whole life. It doesn't matter. God love you.
You know, moving Parsons around, I used to say to my assistant coaches, because they'd come in and say, oh, coach, we can move Jason.
I remember when I coached.
We can move Jason Taylor around. I would say, you know what? That's clinic talk. That stuff sounds good. Keep it. When you're doing a clinic somewhere and talking to these high school coaches and college coaches, draw that up, okay? They'll love it. They'll
on
think
the
you're,
field,
they'll,
we'll leave them right where
they'll
he
think
is.
You're a genius. That's clinic talk, coach. In my opinion,
and
just like a spy, right? We're gonna put a spy in there, please.
And just so we all know, Mike is number one.
Oh, I thought he was
no,
zero.
He's number one.
All right.
Yeah,
he'll be a zero after this weekend. Yeah.
I thought he was zero too.
No, he's number one.
Don't tell him that. He'll be
upset.
Mad at us. I know.
Yeah, he will definitely be
Packer
upset.
Packer fans are going to be mad at you. You didn't know his number.
Yeah, I didn't.
You're going to take the blunt of that, Spiggs.
That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
Packer fans were mad at me this morning. They offered
he
me.
He went
a
on
bet.
Wisconsin radio,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back. They offered me a bet, Coach. I said no, I wouldn't take it.
Ooh.
No. You'll hear it. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Coach, good. Enjoy your party.
All right, I'm out of here. Yep. Didn't mean to bother you guys.
No, thanks, never. It's never a bother. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Wannstedt. My man. We need to take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about this bet that Spiegs had going on when he went on the radio with John Kuhn. They're not saying Kuhn. They're booing. They're booing. That's what's happening. It's got him all fired up. So we will hear about that bet and maybe some other stuff before we get out of here. That's next here on The Score.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.